Welcome to Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York's SML Planning Minute, where we share concise and thought-provoking financial ideas for individuals, families, and business owners. Security Mutual, the company that cares.
Hello, this is Bill Rinaldi with another edition of Security Mutual's SML Planning Minute. In today's episode, we take a look back at one of our favorite previous episodes, making the right choices with your wealth. Do you know that there are generally three choices that we can make to dispose of the wealth we create and accumulate? Number one, we can give it to our children and other family members and friends. Number two, we can give it to our favorite charities. Or number three, we can give it to the government. Some combination of two or more of these choices is also possible. You might be thinking, however, that there is a fourth choice that wasn't mentioned, and that is to keep it all and spend it on ourselves. That last choice typically is an unlikely choice for most of us because it applies primarily to those who have no family, or none that they choose to provide for, and have no interest in giving away their wealth to charity. In that situation, the government may still take away some of that wealth through income and estate taxes, so the third option may be the unintended result. In our experience, that fourth choice is rarely considered even though people may try. Nevertheless, even trying requires planning because you don't want to outlive your money, and you want to pay as little in income and estate taxes as possible. Accordingly, everyone should have a financial plan that includes considerations for cash flow, budgeting, charitable intentions, legacy and estate planning goals, and taxes. Number one, children and family members. If the intent is to pass your wealth to children, family members, and perhaps friends, a financial plan is important to ensure that you have enough to live out your life while helping family members and friends. Lifetime gifts to your heirs should also be considered. Combining that with an estate plan will help ensure that whatever wealth remains goes to the people you want. Thus, a foundational estate plan is helpful for everybody. That includes a last will and testament, financial power of attorney, healthcare proxy, and living will. It also includes life insurance, disability income insurance, health insurance, and long-term care insurance to protect against the erosion of wealth from unforeseen and catastrophic events. For those with more net worth, complex estates, or estate tax issues, other estate planning strategies may be required, such as revocable living trusts, irrevocable life insurance trusts, grant-to-retain trusts, spousal lifetime access trusts, dynasty trusts, and more. Failing to plan can leave children and other family members receiving less than intended. Regardless of your specific goals and objectives, you should start with the foundational estate plan documents that an attorney will draft for you. Your Security Mutual Life Insurance Advisor can help you get started by working with your tax and legal advisors to create the estate and insurance plan that best fits your needs, goals, and objectives. Number two, charity. The timing of charitable contributions will be important because you don't want to give away too much while you're alive to ensure that you still have enough to live out your life. Leaving assets to charity at death also requires planning. A financial plan can help to determine how much you can afford to give to charity today, while an estate plan can help to distribute the remainder of your estate, when you're gone, to your favorite charities, while meeting other goals and objectives. During your lifetime and even at death, charitable contributions can take many forms, the simplest being direct gifts of cash or other assets. More complex strategies may also be advised, depending upon your wealth, charitable intent, tax impact, cash flow needs, and the type of assets to be given. Such strategies may include donor-advised funds, charitable gift annuities, charitable remainder trusts, charitable lead trusts, private foundations, and more. Again, your Security Mutual Life Insurance Advisor is positioned to help you by working with your tax and legal advisors to create the financial and estate plan that best fits your charitable intentions. Number three, government. While doing nothing seems to fulfill your goal of leaving your wealth to the government, realistically, that's not true. For example, suppose you don't bother to do any planning nor implement the foundational estate planning documents mentioned above. In that situation, state law will dictate who will get your assets in the absence of a will. Those laws will typically direct assets to various family members, depending upon who survives you and the degree of familial relationship. That may not be what you intended. To disinherit all family members requires a will. Even with a will, if you're married, you may not be able to disinherit a spouse because of state laws. So again, a sound financial plan is required to ensure that you don't outlive your money and your intentions are met to leave everything to the government. Number 4, spend it all. Finally, spending it all seems like an event that requires no planning. But today, given advances in medicine and nutrition, environmental and social factors, and other considerations, people are living longer. The last thing you would want is to outlive the assets and resources that you have. While the government provides some social assistance programs, more likely than not, those programs will not provide for the lifestyle that you want or intended when you planned on spending it all. Spending your last dollar while taking your last breath may be your goal, but understand that a financial strategy can help to make that happen. Through proper planning that considers Social Security benefits, pension or 401k benefits, and the use of annuities, it may be possible to spend it all and not outlive your assets. Your Security Mutual Life Insurance advisor can help you plan for this outcome. Conclusion. As you can now tell, regardless of what you want to do with your wealth, A, giving it to family members and friends, B, giving it to charity, C, leaving it to the government, D, spending it all before you pass away, or E, some combination of the above, you need to plan for your intended outcome. Doing nothing is not going to work. Accordingly, you should consult and work with your Security Mutual Life Insurance advisor who can help to guide you. This podcast is brought to you by Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York, the company that cares. The content provided is intended for educational and informational purposes only. Information is provided in good faith. However, the company makes no representation or warranty of any kind regarding the accuracy, reliability, or completeness of the information. The information presented is designed to provide general information regarding the subject matter covered. It is not to serve as legal, tax, or other financial advice related to individual situations because each individual's legal, tax, and financial situation is different. Specific advice needs to be tailored to your situation. Therefore, please consult with your own attorney, tax professional, or other advisors regarding your specific situation. To help reach your goals, you need a skilled professional by your side. Contact your local Security Mutual Life Insurance advisor today. As part of the planning process, he or she will coordinate with your other advisors as needed to help you achieve your financial goals and objectives. For more information, visit us at smlny.com/smlpodcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, tell your friends about it. And be sure to give us a 5-star review. And check us out on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
The applicability of any strategy discussed is dependent upon the particular facts and circumstances. Results may vary, and products and services discussed may not be appropriate for all situations. Each person's needs, objectives, and financial circumstances are different and must be reviewed and analyzed independently. We encourage individuals to seek personalized advice from a qualified Security Mutual Life Insurance advisor regarding their personal needs, objectives, and financial circumstances. Insurance products are issued by Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York, Binghamton, New York. Product availability and features may vary by state.